This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair stepping in, and joining me via the phone line this morning is Russ Collins. He is the leader of the Michigan and State Theaters, the Michigan Theater Foundation, and he is our co-host for Cinema Chat. And it's good to talk with you after a couple of weeks, Russ.
David, it is great to hear you back on the air. You sound fabulous, and welcome back.
So, thank you very much. Trust me, it is really good to be here.
Well, we have some good news connected to the election of President-elect Joe Biden. It's actually old news, but it's kind of fun. Back in February of 2018, Joe Biden was on a tour promoting a book that he wrote called Promise Me, Dad.
I remember.
Yeah. And he signed a poster about the event and said to all the folks at the Michigan Theater, what a spectacular venue. Thank you for the hospitality, Joe Biden. So we have our president-elect who has endorsed the Michigan Theater. That's a nice little bit of a trivia and kind of fun.
So, yeah, that is fun.
And so we're going to, you know, use that to convince everybody who hasn't been to the Michigan Theater to come on down. The president approves.
You know, while I was away, I assume that things have been going as smoothly as possible at the Michigan Theater. You know, it is a most uncertain of times, and some people are cautious about going out. But safety has been there. And you know what? Movies is a part of who we are as social beings.
Absolutely. So getting out of the house is the thing I think that most people have missed the most, and it's still a dicey reality that we live in with the COVID-19 world,
and becoming more so again. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and we live with risks every day. We most people get in a car and drive around, and that's probably the most dangerous thing that that you do every day. But you don't really think of it as a dangerous thing because there's if you wear a seatbelt and you drive carefully, you can manage it pretty well. And we've taken a similar kind of approach to opening up the State of Michigan Theater. We wanted to provide a very safe experience. You can't promise 100% safety in the same way you can't promise 100% safety when you get in your car and drive around. But we have implemented a lot of different techniques to encourage that safety. We use a lot of fresh air. We make sure everybody wears a mask at all times. We take everybody's temperature, lots of social distancing, limited attendance, and all of those kind of things. We also send a survey out to everybody that comes to the movies to get their feedback.
What's the feedback been?
It's actually been very strong. We have a person here that came to the State Theater and said it was excellent. Everything you put in place for safety is a model for how to operate business during this COVID time. Michigan Theater customers said clean surroundings and great social distancing will come back weekly to support the theater and enjoy films again. The movie star Viggo Mortensen, who hasn't actually been to the Michigan Theater, but has been to his local theater that has done a lot of safety, said, I've been to the cinema repeatedly since the start of the pandemic with a mask on, observing social distancing guidelines. It seems I've seen most of the movies available, and I felt as I do in my own home, safer, in fact, than walking down the street and much safer than any other public place. I love going to the movies and will keep doing so. And, you know, I think that's the watch cry for everybody. You know, if you want to get out, and again, people just have that kind of impulse. I know I'm sure you are missing the opportunity to go to Ohio State football game.
There's not even going to be one this weekend. It's canceled. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But movie theaters have had good success. Again, not perfect, but good success with their COVID mitigation techniques. And we've gone, you know, a couple of steps further than most places. So we believe that we're providing a very safe environment given the challenges that are out there. And we hope people will respect that, appreciate it. Come on out and enjoy a film. And we've got some great films that are currently playing. And the holidays are coming up, so we'll have some of our holiday traditions. And we've been playing Tenet, this Christopher Nolan film, for several weeks, and it continues to do quite well. It stars Robert Pattinson, Elizabeth Debicki, and John David Washington. Elizabeth Debicki, I'm sorry, and Michael Jewett's a big fan, as am I, of Elizabeth Debicki. She's a very compelling performer, as is John David Washington. It's a very...
That's Denzel Washington's son, right?
Yes, it's Denzel Washington's son. The film also has Michael Caine and Kenneth Branagh, a couple of older guys. It's an elliptical time story. You move back and forth in terms of time, but the whole objective of the film is to avoid World War III, maybe. It's a very interesting film. Tenet is currently playing at the State Theater. We have a documentary that is both charming and encouraging. It's called Donut King.
Now you're talking.
It's about a Cambodian refugee by the name of Ted Nug, and he's came to the United States as a refugee in 1975, and he's ended up being a multimillionaire, you know, donut king, but he's also been very helpful in terms of working with other refugees that come and teaching them business practices in the United States, He's living the American dream, but it comes with great rises and tremendous falls as well. So it's a very, very
Yeah, that sounds
story.
Like a great story. You're listening
it
to
is,
Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU with Russ Collins. And I'm fascinated by the title of the other film that is showing, A Hillbilly Elegy.
Yes, this is a film, this kind of, I relate to. Although I grew up in Ann Arbor, my parents were from the Ozarks in southwest Missouri. And I have 22 cousins that grew up in that environment. So
and you still go back, don't you?
Yes, I go back quite frequently. My parents weren't able to go to college. And when I applied for college, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I was lucky enough, frankly, to get into college. I'd done all right in high school and some of the tests. But this is about a gentleman, J.D. Vance, and it's based on his life story. And he was raised in southern Ohio, he actually ended up going to Ohio State after he was in the Marines. And he had a similar story of trying to negotiate this world, this more elite world that wasn't part of his life. His mother, who's played by Amy Adams in a wonderful performance, and his grandmother, played by Glenn Close, who looks exactly like some of my aunts from southern Missouri. It is a very compelling story about a brilliant guy who was raised in a very different kind of world than the Yale University that he ended up going to law school at. His negotiation of this cultural difference between what his potential was and what his background was is a really fascinating story. The book, which was a memoir, is a wonderful book. And Ron Howard, the wonderful director, Academy Award-winning director, has turned it into a narrative film.
And he does know how to tell a story, doesn't he?
Absolutely. It stars Gabriel Basso as J.D. Vance, who, again, is a real character. And, you know, I know you're going to go through it, see it, because it does mention Ohio State University. So.
And my family is from southern Ohio and went to Ohio State, so there you go.
Right, yeah. But I don't think they worked in auto factories and came from the Appalachian Mountains, but that's what that story is. The Climb is a film that was at the Cannes Film Festival, and it has 93% positive audience response, which is an almost certain guarantee that you're going to go to a film that's both excellent and enjoyable. A lot of times film festival films are excellent, but they can be kind of difficult. But this one has really positive audience response. And it's about two guys, Kyle and Mark, who are best friends, have been best friends for years and years and years and years. But they have all kinds of conflicts that come up in their lives. And it's about these two men and across many years, all of the difficulties and laughter and heartbreak and rage and camaraderie that they share between the two of them. The Climb is also opening this weekend. And Kate Winslet stars in a film that's set in the 1800s of England. And she's a brilliant fossil hunter that has done some really spectacular work. But as a woman, she just doesn't get the recognition. And at this point in her life, she's an older woman. she basically is digging up fossils that she sells to tourists.
Right.
She had done some great work before that. An aristocratic man comes down, brings his wife. She's kind of depressed. And the wife is played by Saoirse Ronan. It's about the relationship that these two women that develop in a very male-dominated society. Ammonite is the name of the movie, again, great, great reviews. On Friday, tomorrow, we have Friday the 13th, on Friday the
13th. That makes sense.
And Guardians of the Galaxy is actually also playing in a late-night screening on Friday as well. Holiday films are starting up, so you can take a look for those as the holidays are soon approaching. And Leith Al-Saadi, as part of our virtual programming that we're doing, is doing a concert that we're promoting with the Ark on Saturday. That's going to be from 8 to 9:30. Go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and sign up for that virtual concert with Leith Al-Saadi live from the Ark.
You know I'll be there for that. I'm David Fair for Russ Collins. Thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.